August 23, 2 Kings 21 to 19. What do they see? Then said he, What have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, All that is in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. Isaiah 39, 4. The visit of the ambassadors to Hezekiah was a test of his gratitude and devotion. Had Hezekiah improved the opportunity given him to bear witness to the power, the goodness, the compassion of the God of Israel, the report of the ambassadors would have been as light piercing darkness. But he magnified himself above the Lord of hosts. He rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. The story of Hezekiah's failure to prove true to his trust is fraught with an important lesson for all. Far more than we do, we need to speak of the precious chapters in our experience, of the mercy and loving kindness of God, of the matchless depths of the Savior's love. When mind and heart are filled with the love of God, it will not be difficult to impart that which enters into the spiritual life. Great thoughts, noble aspirations, clear perceptions of truth, unselfish purposes, yearning for piety and holiness, will find expression in words that reveal the character of the heart treasure. Those with whom we associate day by day need our help, our guidance. They may be in such a condition of mind that a word spoken in season will be as a nail in a sure place. Tomorrow some of these souls may be where we can never reach them again. What is our influence over these fellow travelers? What have your friends and acquaintances seen in your house? Are you, instead of revealing the treasures of the grace of Christ, displaying those things that will perish with the using? Or do you, to those with whom you are brought in contact, communicate some new thought of Christ's character and work? Oh, that those for whom God has done marvelous things would show forth his praises and tell of his mighty works. But how often those for whom God works are like Hezekiah, forgetful of the giver of all their blessings.